At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
It's time! No, really! It's time! The South will rise again!
We are live.
That was nice.
Live as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh God.
You ever have photos you don't want anyone to see, and they're right at the top of your Facebook feed?
Yeah.
Do you want to share these?
Yeah, it scares the tits out of me.
Every time.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I think that I posted the shit.
Yeah, no shit, right? That shit's make the camera just a little bit higher.
Was he?
It's annoying. I wish we just had a real official stand that we don't have
just
to.
Just the camera higher?
Yeah, just put up just a fart higher.
Oh, that's going to that's gonna be turd.
That's actually good, slide it that way.
Like the plates?
Towards you.
See, we can't even see our camera angle until we hit live.
Oh, yeah.
Like Facebook
so
has this thing where you can't see your camera at all.
Yeah.
We're not just turds. Well, yeah. We kind of.
The new live shit is so stupid. It puts these little fucking. Dude, would you like a face? Would you like a face on your live feed?
No. Dude, what if we all had wizard faces? It makes your voice deep as hell, too.
We could. I'm down.
It would be cool if we'd have special guests with their voices. You know, like the Blackton dubbed out. You know?
I'm totally down.
We could just say we have like.
Or we could Osama just act like one of us is a special guest, and you know.
So could you guys hear our intro?
Like you're not here, but we have a special guest, and then I'm not here, but we have a special guest.
Yeah, exactly.
Rusty's not here, but we have a special. You can obviously tell, but we just fake every time that we have this cool special guest. That
yeah, it's like,
let's do it.
It's not. Yeah, well, I was thinking we could just like. Say that Osama bin Laden's here, like, he's obviously dead, you know, and we could just have him interview as Osama bin Laden or some crazy shit like that. I think that would be fucking funny. Or Bill Cosby.
Oh, fuck.
In the early days of Dad Nation, we used to do impressions. Oh. I don't know if you remember that, Rusty, but we would have, one time I came on as Bill Cosby Bukowski, and I was being Bill Cosby, and Toke was being Stone Cold.
Oh, fuck.
And then he was Obama, and George Bush, and Obama and George.
I just shared us to cocaine and hookers.
Fuck it.
See if maybe we get some shit talked on us.
That's the scary part about it.
Whole lot of. That'd be pretty cool, though. Get a bill on blues.
A bill on blues.
Goddamn Belolium.
Belolium views. Now, this is our test trial. We're trying different things out, and hopefully Facebook doesn't take us down. But yeah, no, there's been a lot of crazy shit going on. Oh shit, Rusty.
No, I'm seeing.
No, I'm seeing, dude.
300 million viewers.
Yeah.
Dude, we become super famous overnight.
Super famous.
Fucking.
I at least got
CNN
the looks
calls
for
us.
Famous.
What do you think about the allegations?
That's what I kind of feel bad about this whole thing is. I've got the style, the charisma, and the looks. I've got the style, the charisma, and the looks and whatnot. So whenever we do pop off, you guys are going to kind of be, like, in the background. I got you, though.
So we're going to be, like, the unpopular one. Like, you're Tom DeLonge, and we're Travis Barker and Mark Hoppe.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, I'm Marvin Gaye, and you're the guys playing guitar in the background, you know?
What's that movie, Almost Famous, where like the guitar player is like his picture's on the front, and then the rest of the band's like faded in the back.
Right.
You can't see their faces. Yeah, that definitely happens, you know, with bands and stuff like that.
That would be crazy. No.
Now this is the end of 2017, coming to close. We're doing a two timer podcast. If you download the podcast, you'll get last week's podcast. That we did, and this week's on the same file.
Two for one special.
It's
fucking free for you.
Okay, now I'm fucking pissed. You didn't run this by me. You didn't tell me shit about it.
You didn't call my manager.
You were literally in the same room.
Free. Probably. Is it free? Free 90 free?
He was sitting across from us.
He remembers what? Half of what we say.
Oh. No, I didn't realize I was there.
Like a lot of the stuff in your life.
I'm suing.
What? Great.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
You heard it here from Pulse, Fox.
No, so I wanted to get into this, the 2017, some of the things that happened, some of the crazy things that happened. The first thing that comes to my mind is the Pink Pussy Parade. Remember that? It was like the cause. It was kind of like the answer by the crazy left wing side of things. I guess not crazy, but like the women as an anti-Trump type thing. It was a women's power thing.
Jesus.
And I always thought it was interesting that people were, you know, parading around in pink pussy hats.
There were some, you know, crazy extreme protests in 2017.
Crazy. I mean, it
reminds you. It was all year. Non-stop.
Yeah. It reminds you of some of like times that when we weren't even born, like
one
like
of them the 60s completely ruined a market for Lowe's. I cannot go buy a tiki torch now at Lowe's.
Yeah.
Because of one of these protests.
Yeah,
like,
the Charlotte, yeah.
It's fucking
hot. You feel like
hot.
A racist getting a tiki torch. Yeah, it's fucking hot in here, isn't it?
It's so hot. We're always like in six coats. I'm about to get naked. No, but fuck protesters. Let's protest the protesters, bro.
We're out here protesting the protesters.
So how do we go about starting this? Because I bet we can get some protesters.
Stick it to the man.
Stick it to
everyone
the man.
Everyone's just got a bunch of stick of the man meiosis, and we got to cure them.
No, but I was watching this thing. Speaking of like the women outrage, like the Me Too culture of this year.
Oh, good God.
Well, no, honestly, some of it's relevant. Like,
some.
There is, like, a need for these fucking creeps to be called out, and I definitely agree with that. But I was watching this video today on Facebook. It's a Facebook Live video. And I thought it was incredible because it was this girl who pulls out her phone, and this guy says, hello. And he's, you know, picking up the stuff into his truck. And she says, you don't say hello to me, and starts calling him all this racist sexual harasser. And all he said was like, hello, like hi, you know, just how you doing? And he's like, what? Like totally taken off. She said, you don't say hello to a strange woman you don't know. And it's clearly, a black woman. I mean, you can kind of tell. But she uploaded it thinking that she would get like views, as in like this guy was an asshole, right?
Right.
But it come off the complete opposite way.
As it should have.
Yeah. Her just being a cunt.
Yeah, it's just like a random dude trying to say hello, just be friendly in the neighborhood, you know, spread a little joy, just not really even spread joy, just like just to be.
It's
friendly.
A Midwest thing.
Yeah, and this lady goes off on him for saying hello, and I seriously think about myself a little bit. Because I'm one of those people that likes just to wave at people and smile and say hi and just, I like to be happy.
I like to give them a good old howdy.
Yeah, yeah. And I can just see myself like someone, a crazy woman like that, and a weaker person could turn them into an extremely racist person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're just going through life trying to be nice, and then someone attacks you and makes you famous on YouTube.
Right.
For doing nothing, you know?
I don't know, when people look at me, I normally either mean mug the fuck out of them, or I scream, soda!
Soda!
Because most of the time when people look at me, they look at me in disgust, because I got tattoos, looks like prison tattoos, got ripped ears, look like dog shit. So anytime someone looks at me, they're like, grab their children. So I said, fuck it, I'm rocking with it, and just,
yeah.
Like,
play into it a little bit.
Like, fuck it. No one wants these problems. Who wants beef, huh?
So, Rusty, when this second audio comes in, you're gonna have to mute this.
No.
How are you gonna edit it later?
I just have to silence this area.
Like,
you can silence certain areas.
Okay. Well, anyway, but yeah, I just thought that was incredible. Like that, like the women's movement to like be equal and to, you know, kind of rid the world of shitty, creepy old dudes, has now turned into...
It's been a whistleblowing phenomenon.
What about all the women that sexually harassed me? Please let me suck your cock. I'm trying to deliver a pizza here.
Yeah.
I'm trying
to get back.
Ma'am.
I'm only making $3 right now.
Yeah.
Back up off me, ho.
Will you please stop sucking on my
shit.
Cock?
Please. I appreciate
ma'am.
The sentiment.
Ma'am.
The sentiment.
I have things to do today. Stop oogling my cock.
Oh, that's the problem, because no guy gives a fuck. Oh, you want this beat?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
There is no scenario where a guy gets his cock oogled and he's... I mean, there might be...
Even if it's a 600-pounder, I'm like, what's up?
Yeah.
I'm not like that.
Challenge accepted. I could totally make this happen.
Yeah? By another dude or by a girl?
No. Another girl.
You mean you're going to get a video of a girl harassing you?
Well, the whole...
Because
you said no guy would stop. So I want to get a girl to start. And then in the middle of it,
I don't think you would. Because your dick's going to be so hard your brain doesn't think.
Yeah, I also don't think the scenario happens. Like, not,
it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Unless you're Justin Bieber, that doesn't happen.
Or even that, like girls will oogle guys' butts, but they're not like oogling at our fucking... two bits, you know.
Definitely not.
There's
just
nothing attractive
there.
About it.
What do you mean something happened to
I don't
her?
Know.
What, my mic shut off?
We're good.
Oh.
But yeah, that scenario doesn't really happen, so. But anyway.
Well, it was fun to think about.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It'd be weird if the world's roles were reversed and dudes... Like
those videos are hilarious where girls catcall or what do they call that? Catcalling?
I guess, yeah. Yeah, where they're hollering at dudes.
But I understand. Do you guys know what it sounds like when a cat's in heat and it's locked inside of a house?
Yeah.
Oh, just 24/7.
Yeah.
So that's where that comes from.
Huh.
Like, yeah, when cats go in heat, they turn into male
whores. I normally
just
shoot them in the head.
Just super slut deluxe 9000s. And just meow 24/7 trying to get, you know, grease down.
They don't got nothing on snakes, though. When snakes fucking get horn dog, they
orgy.
Go fucking blind, dude.
What?
Yeah.
You get so crazy.
They get so horned out, they go fucking blind. Yeah.
Damn,
like, you can, if there are a bunch
I've
of
been there.
Horny snakes.
I've been there.
You went blind from being horned dog.
All the blood rushed from my head.
I'm Ray Charles right now.
All the blood went to my pain.
Ray Charles on that bed.
Hit the road, Jack.
Okay. I don't know how many people have ever been super gone.
Bitch was so good.
On
I
another
Ray
level.
Ray Charles on that.
And when you're on that level.
That's so ridiculous.
It's really hard to bust a nut. But when you finally do.
No, the blind nut.
I swear to God. If you. In my older days, I've done allegedly drugs. And when you, like, get to that point, like, it's so hard to nut. But when you do,
you seriously seize up.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I could see how snakes could lose their blood.
Yeah.
All their blood, like, just.
Like, oh,
do they even have Wainlands?
I'm so glad Rusty is the grease commander and can actually relate to snakes going blind.
Yeah.
What's funny is that I don't know whether snakes have cocks or not, but I know they go blind when they're horny.
Right.
That's legit. What's the man? Do you have an animal, Rusty? I mean, we've all talked about the...
An animal?
I talked about... Fucking one animal's horn dogness, and he talked about another one. I mean,
I just told you about myself. What you mean? I'm an animal.
He never wants to participate.
No.
I don't know. Fucking turkey. They rape shit.
No, ducks.
Ducks, yeah.
Ducks?
They're fucking
ducks
dicks.
Rape?
Ducks have never had consensual sex in the history
ever.
Of ducks.
That's why their dicks are so spiral.
Yeah, their dicks are curvy, like spirally.
They're like 20 feet long. Because
they're doing a maze inside of a duck vagina. Like, every duck vagina has a maze, and it's got, like, its dick is super long, and it just goes in and then tries to find a way in to inseminate. So, that, like, if you ever watch it, we used to have ducks out here. After they've had sex, their dick hangs, like, 4 feet behind them.
Mm.
Super jelly.
Yeah. And it just drags.
Think about how much more fun that would be if every chick was this different maze.
Oh, my
so
God.
Like,
it kind of is like that if you want
so
them to get off.
Have to meet up. So then you have to meet up with your homeboys and be like, bro, so this chick, her maze was like, yeah, you take a left and then a right and
if
then you go straight
if you
through,
tell me.
And then you're going to take another left, go around the roundabout and then take the first right on the roundabout.
That is how it is. I don't know how many people you've slept. Each girl has a different code to her getting off. And if a guy tells you that they get off every girl they've been with the first time, they either have a 35-inch dick, which that still ain't going to get a girl off. It just ain't. Your dick pounding, that's not how it works.
Hmm. Well, they all develop, you know,
it's code.
Certain ways.
True. What was your favorite meme in 2017?
2017 meme?
Yeah, like how some of the best memes that happened to.
We do this last week?
No, we didn't. We thought about talking about it, but we didn't do it.
Oh. I don't fucking know.
There's a lot of good ones. There was the What in Tarnation?
I don't really remember stuff like that.
The salt guy. The guy that had the salt.
I make my own memes, so I don't know.
You make your own memes.
Yeah, I made this one. I never shared it besides messaging. It's the face of the video for Redbone. It's that black dude, like, it says, stay woke, niggas creeping or something like that. I said that for like 2 weeks to people, so I just started sending it.
The one I didn't really like or care that much about was the Elf on a Shelf.
Oh,
because everyone just did like.
I'm thinking the Malone.
Elf on a Shelf. That's a real
Watermelon.
Watermelon
was probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Home Alone.
It was like Creed on a weed.
Yeah.
Like Duck on a buck.
My God.
It got to be ridiculous. But there was a lot of good ones. That's really the only reason to get on Facebook anymore.
That's the only reason I do. Videos, memes.
But
people are like, why don't you just get iFunny? Because fuck it.
Yeah,
fuck it, man. Fuck iFunny.
Yeah, Cash Me Outside this year?
Yeah, that was
this
year.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Because you told me when I was in prison, you don't know about Cash Me Outside.
That wasn't this year? When did you get out?
I went in December, and you said it's been in since December.
With the meme culture of it was extended way past this year. But yeah, the Cash Me Outside, how about that thing was huge.
Mm. It might have been.
Oh, man, we're forgetting about one. I just saw the fucking It ones.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just have, like, the clown that's in the fucking sewer, and then it has, like, something I have down here, and the people, it's the girl, like, fucking trying to get down the sewer. I made one that said no one fucking laughed at. I thought it was hilarious. But it was the clown, and it's down here, and it said, Bahaha, Bahaha-hee.
And it was you crawling down it.
It was a girl trying to get down there. But nobody laughed at it.
That's hilarious.
Because no one understands.
But that's the point, though. Is like
layered jokes are
so
just
hot.
It's
so hot.
I'm getting that pre-sweat.
Yeah.
That's funny.
We should make one with a crack rock, and then have a picture of some whores I know.
What the fuck?
Kill him.
Kill him.
Dude, you know, like, another really good thing this year was I Am the Senate.
Oh, fuck yes.
Anytime, like, there's one that's like, when I talk about politics.
Why did that
I
blow up this
Senate.
Year? You remember I told you that shit like 2 years ago? I thought it was you. Like, when you get drunk, cold drunk.
Yeah.
I said that shit like 2 years ago.
I promise. I promise.
We still do that. We talk and literally just gifs.
Yeah, gifs come out of it. But yeah, it was like the gif is actually me, like, or like the idea was like.
I swear I'm not going to talk about drinking. And
then talk about politics.
Yeah. 12 hours later, I am the Senate.
Yeah, from Star Wars. I don't know if you've seen the Star Wars movies.
Not a damn Star
but
Dad.
He's like, I am the Senate.
You do that,
so
though. That's
mean.
My favorite when you get real drunk. I tell you what, if I had 48 hours to be the President of the United States, I'd fucking do all this real quick.
It's fucking hilarious.
But the thing is, it's actually good, detailed plans, and I'm over here just like,
Can I just
allegedly stowed out his braids.
Yeah. I have a lot of good ideas.
What?
But
what?
What do you say?
You know what I miss? Calling somebody and saying, voila!
Voila!
I send that meme to people all the time.
Was that like a Verizon Wireless commercial or something? Like, why was that popular? Was that?
I think one of the original videos I seen with that was all the old people at the nursing home.
What's this shit called?
The Scream?
The first
movie?
Scary movie.
Yeah.
That might be it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Balls
maybe.
Deep in that sweet A. So, sup?
Don't do that.
Oh, I have AIDS. I'm just kidding.
No. Black no, I looked at people something the racist? Other day. It was really interesting. It was pretty much like extreme microscopes and looking at, you know, the series is called What is Small? So they literally go down to like looking at these crazy cell structures and this whole like different world that's going on around us that we don't even notice, but all these different organisms, and when you watch them, they all work like individually, intelligently, like fucking bizarre. And you can actually, if you take the time to look at it with these microscopes, observe all these crazy kind of like
fuck
mini worlds going around us all the time.
Yeah.
With everything.
Yeah. No, it's really wild how all that functions. And if you think about like just like the grass, like our grass, the earth, how things.
Justin, speak louder. I can't hear you, Alexandra.
I tell you that
every time.
But yeah, like just like things decomposing, like something dies out there, and like. You know, like a raccoon or something dies, and then it's in the grass, and then all of a sudden it's bones, and all this, you know.
Yeah.
Before you know it, it's gone. And it's like there's so many things working, you know, just like tiny
bugs. Yeah, we
bugs.
See the overall effect, but we don't actually, like, look at the process, and I'm like, it's crazy.
Allegedly, one time I was on shrooms. I swear to God, I looked down at my arm and zoomed in, the DNA levels.
Yeah, that's fucking
I mean,
wild.
That might have been just my brain bleeding, but it was pretty fucking sweet. I mean, allegedly.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know about, like, if it, any of that shit's real.
Real.
But the government did test it because they thought it made people unlock more parts of their brain.
Yeah. I mean, LSD definitely
there was
does
a
that.
Bunch of 2017 was big for conspiracy theories and stuff like that to come true.
I think that like
a lot of shit came out.
Tripping
and it was real.
It might unlocks another part, but it dumbs down the other parts where you can't even speak it out what you're actually like comprehend it, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think there is definitely elements to the earth and things that like just like birds have certain like a vision that we don't see.
They see different refraction of light, don't they?
Yeah.
More colors than us.
They see more colors than us. And the colors that we can't see with our eyes. And so I think there are times where drugs can maybe entertain things that you can't see with your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people that take the MDMA, DMT especially, see things that they can't even comprehend because their brain's not prepared to comprehend.
Yeah.
I was reading an article yesterday about how there's this group of people all over the world, different cultures, that don't eat forever.
Yeah.
And they say they are closer to the, what's that shit? The psychosis, like, it's actually real, like, sustaining on their own life force or some shit. But
I call
they,
bullshit on all of it.
I'm just saying, Einstein actually talked about this shit, too. Like, it's all in the article. I shouldn't have brought it up because I don't know all the facts, but...
Basically, they're... What?
They don't eat, and they rarely sleep. They're not on drugs.
They don't eat ever?
No.
They're pretty much trying to say they run off photosynthesis. A human...
I've heard people say that before.
That's nutty.
Yeah,
I saved the link.
I heard it on 99 The Rock like 10 years ago, and I brought it up. And I just, it to me, I think they're sneaking Snicker bars when people aren't looking.
Right.
You know,
You have to.
You know, Rogan was talking about how he went to this Buddhist temple and And for the cameras, I'm sure they're all being and all knowing and all light. But like when he was there, they were using ant traps to kill, you know, the ants.
Yeah.
It's like, so they're valuing one life over another. So like the whole Buddhist, like all life matters, time is equal, and all that, that's all nonsense. But I mean, I can believe there's some truth to. There's definitely like a lot of new science coming out that's saying like, what's it called when you withhold for eating at periods of times? The Jewish do
fasting.
Fasting. There is a lot of science coming out that fasting is actually really, really good for you. Because I don't think humans are supposed to eat so consistently. I don't.
Probably not.
Or not. I mean, if you think about the way, like, famines and stuff like that have always been a thing of this earth. Famines also, just, like, you know, hunters come back with nothing, you know, a lot of the times. They eat berries and stuff, and then those, some years they had to ration their food. And
yeah.
And so now people believe controlled fasting is actually very healthy.
Interesting.
I don't think I could do it. Like, I get weak if I don't eat. Like I get my hands start tingling and my legs start. I don't know. It's weird.
I thought I saved it on my Chrome, but I guess I didn't. I don't know.
But yeah, to what Jay was saying earlier, this year has been a year of definitely some revelations.
Times are really changing.
Yeah, and also things that were kind of like taboo or starting to come to the forefront. You know. I think Bill Cosby had a lot to do with the Me Too thing. You know, when you find out he's the worst serial rapist of all time. But, you know, the Harvey Weinstein thing comes out. And Kevin Spacey's apparently a gay fucking harasser. And a lot of those conspiracy theorists on the internet, you know, were saying, oh, there's these pedophile rings and stuff like that. And I don't know to the extent that a lot of these people say. But it's like one of those things where, like, you know, they see some of it and might exaggerate the extent of it, mm-hmm. but it's still real.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Except they're exaggerating the extent of it. Like, people say that, like, Obama's a peddler of sex children and, like crazy shit like that. No, but there probably are senators.
Yeah.
That do, you know, have connections through the dark market to fucking.
I mean, yeah, that was one of the big conspiracy theories, but there's a bunch of shit with the JFK files and all that.
Toke said, Cosby put up more numbers than Kobe.
Got him.
Got him.
Oh, man, the pudding pops.
That'll
were
never
what
be
we thought they were.
Got
him.
Got him. Got him.
You know what I'm trying to bring back? That's what she said. I fucking love it. I can't stop.
There apparently is a game called That's What She Said, and it's just like, you know, Cards Against Humanity.
We just played it here last weekend.
Oh.
It's what? Not nearly as good as Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, damn, that sucks.
And it never even brings up That's What She Said.
It's, what?
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I had fun playing it, but it was just like the Hunger Games card, or what's it called? Cards Against Humanity.
Hmm.
It's like that for, like, younger people. Like
the Hunger Games card.
I don't know.
I love how your brain works.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hunger Games cards against... but I get it, though. Against Humanity. It was a movie that's literally a revelation of, like, fighting against the government and humanity. And he related it with Cards Against Humanity. That's...
Wow.
I'm glad you...
Yeah. You are my son.
You are my son.
You're better than anyone.
But yeah, it was like a dumbed down version
elder,
of
though.
Cards.
That is what's great.
Huh?
I am your elder, though.
By like a fucking day or two.
Like a week.
You are my son.
You're not my dad.
When you're my age, you'll
You're
understand.
Not my dad. I can't wait for
How
those
combos. How you doing,
champ? How you doing, champ? You need to get some rest, sport. You got a big day tomorrow.
He always does that to me, like... I mean, downstairs just chilling. He's just like, "How's your day go, champ? Keep it together. You got a big day tomorrow. Get your rest. Like, you're a week older than me, dude."
My life.
But yeah, like this 2017 revelations. We were talking about this earlier, with the fucking Harry Reid and the CIA admitting to funding alien research.
Yeah,
we talked about this on the last half of the podcast. But that is such an insane revelation. Like, in 2005, if you would have went up to just like a guy that works at CNN, you know those guys are like, ha ha, this is the way the world works, son. Oh, fuck. We gotta get out of here. We'll be back in like
we're gonna take
10
a break.
Minutes, but let's get bring it back up. Oh. All right.
I come through with helicopters, buku blades and hella chopper. Looking like a dollar being out, we be grassing on the lawn. Who the fuck out there to stop? A bitch come through, blue face, turn into new state. But not the original, something like Luke Cage, lit the wrist off the scene.
Longest fucking song I've ever heard in my life.
It is.
It lasted that whole entire break.
It literally lasted the entire time.
Is that Suicide Squad?
Suicide Hammers.
What are you doing over here? Are you? Oh, you took that serious.
What?
Like the whole we're going to take over the show thing. So you made your own little live feed over here to get some extra hammy time.
I'm just seeing if this Instagram live feed is worth it, because it won't let you. It won't let you save your video. But I don't know that I have enough followers on Instagram for it to even matter.
Oh, interesting. Nice move. Well played.
Hey. This is the cult show. It's Cult and the Dad Nations.
These other turds in the background aren't sure.
It's Cult and the Dad.
Cult and the D-Dad Nations.
Mm.
Sounds like a good band name.
Farts McGarts.
Yeah. What I wanted to kind of start back off where we left off.
Aliens.
Aliens.
Illubums.
Yeah, but I thought it was interesting that, I kind of left it off with saying, like, if you basically went up to somebody in 2005 and said, hey, man, the CIA is funding, you know, a program, man, to, you know, look for aliens.
Go put back on your tinfoil hat. And
yeah, they call you, you know, Tom Brokaw, like.
Okay, let's get this guy in the Barnabas home. Yeah. Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
But, yeah, like, if you said to someone, like, that there's a government alien program, they call you a kook. They call you, like. And there's been all these guys out there, like, famous guys. They have, like, whole committees of people, like, groups of people that...
Is this happening?
I'm not... I can't...
Hmm.
I mean, it looks like we have viewers and stuff there.
Sneezing.
Maybe you need to start from the original.
Just keep saying this shit will start in a minute.
I don't know.
There we go.
Yeah. Anyway, so the fact that, like, they've come out with shit, like, Harry Reid and all them are admitting that there is a actual, was an actual alien-funded program looking for aliens, and they have, like, crazy lot, like, videos that are not explained. And I thought Harry Reid made a good point, where, like, if you think you know, you're being disingenuous, because nobody knows, not even the government knows. But with that video, did you see the video, Rusty?
No. I didn't.
There's a video, and it's basically, I guess it'd be U.S. Intelligence, and it's this rocket going through, it's like a circular rocket going through the sky, like this crazy, crazy fast speed, but turning around mid-speed, still going the same speed, like turning its body around. Can you imagine, like, a fighter jet? Like, flying through the fucking air, and then just, without hesitation, turning around.
Whipping
and just keep...
Yeah, those G-forces would be...
They'd rip it apart.
Yeah. So this is what's really fucking interesting. Now, I saw in the comments, like, oh, maybe it's like some, you know, a military program where they're testing it and seeing what it does and all this stuff. And that could be a possibility. Or it could be aliens.
Possibility.
But I think I lean on the side of the government programs.
Alums.
And maybe those lower-level people weren't aware of, you know, some of the stuff that's being tested. But still, like...
If we got that type of try.
That kind of capability, you can just turn
that's
on a dime.
That's scary as shit.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
Maybe we should watch Top Gun. From the top.
Pepsi.
I was trying to make it to where it blocked out his face, and hopefully he wouldn't notice the whole time. Go back to his shit and be like, God damn it.
Yeah, apparently there's a coup. I'm starting a coup to try to make this podcast about me. It used to have my face on it. It used to be my podcast, and I invited you guys on here.
No, my face is on it, too.
There's lots of trailer trunks.
I made the picture.
True. No, there ain't nobody watching.
But no, I totally understand Cameron where you're going with... I cannot believe there hasn't been such a radical, like,
yeah, this news.
Almost, you know, what would you fucking call it?
You would think, like, okay, when we land on the moon.
Everyone should be awoke.
Yeah.
I figured there would be a more radical outburst about, you know, oh my gosh, extraterrestrials is pretty much proven.
No. It's because everyone doesn't, no one believes what the government says.
That is true.
No one.
So that's why they're releasing all this shit now in 2017, because they discredited themselves. So they might as well release all this shit while they're discredited. Fucking genius.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah, I mean.
You're somebody to me, Cameron.
Somebody to me. My thing is with it. It's like, okay, so. And I was saying this just a few seconds ago. Like, when we landed on the moon, like, the whole fucking United States, everyone was in their houses, or they at least rewatched the initial live video of the guys landing on the moon.
I've seen it a billion times.
Yeah.
In movies, like, and...
Yeah, but people are so fucking desensitized. Like, that is the crazy... Like, I am surprised Neil deGrasse Tyson isn't out on every fucking news
told
channel.
You. Told ya.
Going, like, what is fucking going on? The government actually has... You know, an alien program? Like, this is a real thing?
Yeah.
Well, the reason why is because no one even knows about it. I didn't know about it. You guys know about it because you look up shit to talk about. Like, what's on Facebook is, oh my God, this guy said hey to a girl and she snapped. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only thing that's on CNN is this person got sexually harassed today or Russia. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild. It's
I didn't know about the shit until you brought it up last week.
Yeah, I mean, CNN dropped it, which nobody believes in CNN anymore, but New York Times dropped it.
Who reads that shit?
The New York Times, like, the oldest. But, like, this is fucking crazy. I mean, and there's also been other, like, conspiracy theories that are, like, kind of coming true. Like, one is that maybe, we don't know for sure, but maybe Hitler didn't die.
Yeah.
Maybe Hitler actually didn't die in that bunker. And that's...
He's actually an alien.
An alien? Hitler is actually Lublin. An alien.
Makes sense.
But there is now, with the release of the JFK files, there shows reports of the U.S. government trying to find him. Which is crazy. I mean, but that also could simultaneously be they were just making sure.
Yeah, they might have just wanted to confirm kill on them.
But, yeah, but they didn't have any, like, representative bodies. And also...
Why does it have to be a body? Like, that's the
way
that's
how we never think. Found him.
Like, an alien might not even be...
Are we really talking about
He might have descended as...
Yes. Have you seen a Star Wars? Once they get killed, their bodies vanish.
What?
Yeah. Well,
just saying, you could have been a fucking Jedi Master.
Well, what you know?
We
what?
Shot down a Jedi Master, Yoda. I'm sorry.
Well, with this new CRISPR stuff, I know we talk about this every week, but this, like, what, like I just said, like stuff like this should be like, everyone should be going, what?
Yeah.
Why aren't we
genetic
funding this?
Engineering? Come
genetic
on.
Engineering.
This is the stuff you look at movies and, like, the superhero movies and shit. Oh, I fucking wish I had that. Well, God damn it, you can.
This is more important than the iPad or iPhones or anything.
Yes.
CRISPR geoengineering is the most important thing. Like, think about how many people have cancer. Like, they're not going to have cancer anymore.
Fuck.
Or Alzheimer's or all the old age diseases.
The cold, the flu, all those stupid little diseases.
But another thing to tie it back to Star Wars is I was talking to my buddy Zach the other day. And we were talking about, like, CRISPR is actually going to be able to edit people to have, like, wing, like, eventually have wings and, like, have, like, fucking, if they want to be Shrek for a year, they can be Shrek. Like, they can geoengineer your body with a mammoth.
But.
What?
I don't know about.
Yeah.
They can't change you off jump. Like, they can change you from a baby. I see
that.
Oh,
no. This.
I don't think so.
No, it can't, because all this is editing your DNA strands. So they can place anything in that DNA strand. That's why the possibilities are endless. And that's what I was saying is, like, to Zach the other day was like, that means literally anything we can dream up, we can fucking do. Like, yeah, sci-fi is coming.
I'd have the
that's
Weeknd's
so
voice.
That's so exciting.
That's
you
the
can.
Only thing I would change.
You can.
You have what?
I let my girl back.
You'd be Ed Sheeran.
No, I said I'd take the Weeknd's voice.
Oh, yeah.
Just fucking. You know how easy it'd be to get drip with that voice? Good. I mean, I don't need it.
But you're thinking so like
fuck flying around
all
with
these
wings
other
and
possibilities
shit.
And what can I do?
All
to
these
get
possibilities.
The
get that monkey, girl. But that's not gonna happen in my life.
No.
Garen motherfucking tee it. So what's the point in me wasting time thinking about the possibility turns?
But because it's fun, and also because cancer might be cured in our lifetime.
Right.
CRISPR. I mean,
that'd be cool because I know I'm getting it.
Oh, fucking A. You got it.
Oh, I probably am already diagnosed.
Just hoping it's not. You just hope it wakes up when you're 80. But everybody's got it in their body.
Mm. Got it right here, actually.
Yeah.
Right there.
See? Got him.
Got him. But this whole, for this whole kind of subject, like, of desensitization, I don't even know how to say it. Like, our whole culture is so desensitized that when real things happen, like real dope-ass things happen that are, like, life-changing, no one cares.
So they say, oh,
no,
that's kind of cool.
They want to know if the dress is fucking blue or white.
Yep.
Stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Let me get back to Snapchatting my food.
Yeah.
But when it hits people in the face with a ton of bricks, there's not going to be the appreciation, I feel like, that there should be for all this hard work people are doing. Like, when this actually does come and when people are like, well, my dad has Alzheimer's and we can get rid of it now. Like, everyone...
You like Dad
Nation's
page 8 years ago? No?
I honestly think there should be a CRISPR tax. I think every American should pay a CRISPR tax. Like, even if it's like $2 a week.
Yeah, when the shit happens, I totally agree with that.
Or now, to fund it.
Yeah. Cause
like, $2 a week, they don't hurt not a single American.
Well.
And you could fund a shit ton of research and test trials and stuff if people pay the CRISPR tax, because it's effectively going to end all old-age diseases.
You know how many people would snap out if they found out they're funding something?
That's against the
religion. I got people that will order $65 worth of food and be like, sorry, I'm not tipping. You know. I had to get 3 things of cinnamon sticks.
Yeah.
That they're probably going to throw away.
Yeah.
Americans are pieces of shit.
Not generalizing. But yeah.
80%.
Not 80% of Americans are pieces of shit.
In one form or the other, 80%.
No.
Damn.
No. I like the math of Rogan. 1 out of every 100 people is a shit bird.
No.
So if you have 330 million people, there's like 300, or how's that? 330,000 shitbirds.
80%.
Or 3.3 million shitbirds.
80 people out of 100 are shitty.
That's a very pessimistic view.
What I'm saying is they might be cool to everyone's faces, but they're pieces of shit. They talk behind people's backs. No one in this country can say they're not a piece of shit. Because they might not be a drug addict. They might not steal from people. But they will go behind your back and call you the worst fucking shit that's ever been thought of. They might not say it out loud, but they think it.
Yeah, I just think that just goes back to how humans work. We're all selfish beings. It's a selfish gene, man. We're all, ultimately, everyone really, other than your family and your like close friends, you're all out for each other, yourself.
Mm.
That's just part of being a monkey. It's traveling through this fucking rock in the space, you know?
It's but how we've got this far as the human race.
Selfishness, yeah.
But I feel like when you're angry like you are right now,
I watched
a great video. You're extremely angry, I can tell.
Nah.
But it was
not
this
really.
It was this great video on a guy tickling a penguin, and it was the greatest sound in the world. I was just thinking about that video, and it made me kind of happy.
There is a lot of brightness in those type of videos.
Yeah.
They really do, actually. They can change your mood. You'd be like, I don't care about this video. And you're like,
yeah, when you watch those dumb animal videos.
But you're like,
yeah.
Exactly.
Music does that
That's
to me
perfect.
So hardcore.
Yeah.
I'll be like so depressed or want to chop someone's head off or something. And then just someone plays some shit out of the blue and just be like,
I've been a liar. Yeah, I'll fuck with that shit. But no, I that video of that fucking lion cub, I cried like a fucking 8-year-old schoolgirl. You know,
would it die or something?
No, that fucking lion like was raised by these people.
Oh, and
they
came
released,
back to him.
And they came back to him, was like loving him. And, like the music's like some fucking Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On and shit. And it's like the lion cub recognizes its former, you know. And it's like, what's that fucking My Heart Will Go On? I can't even think of it right now.
Oh my gosh. That makes me think of the kind of spoof video they did with that, with the elephant. They had this like guy with a baby elephant and shit, and then they cut in two, like when the elephant's older and it goes into the wild, and then like the next clip they show him approaching the elephant, and then it cuts into an elephant trampling. Like,
but it's a different video.
What about the video of the ape that they taught sign language?
Oh,
what's
shit.
That motherfucker's name?
It gave like it had birth, and then they took the cub or the baby monkey away, and it was like freaking out.
Wow.
That'll make you fucking bawl.
That's crazy. Well, they said silverbacks or whatever whichever the smartest one is have just now entered the Stone Age.
Mm-hmm.
So like if we live,
we're fucked.
Oh fuck! Because we're advancing their we're by helping them out. Like we didn't get help when we were yip yip yips.
Oh, we know of.
That we know of, yeah. But what I'm saying is we're advancing the shit with technology and all this stuff like way faster than maybe the world is prepared for.
We're teaching silverback gorillas sign language.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Brilliant idea.
Dawn of the Planet of the Dribs.
Fuck yeah. Although that to me is a little disingenuous, that movie. Like we would fuck up. All silverback gorilla. It's the first time they spoke.
Have you
like,
ever seen a minigun?
Yeah. That's another thing that irritated me about The Walking Dead.
Right.
Like, if I was running that shit, right? If I had any say in how to combat these things, I'm not even drinking.
I was going to say, like, you're drip back.
No, I'd cut a bunch of hogs, cut like a part of fat on a hog, like 1,000 hogs, and I'd release them. And they'd be bleeding out, right? And they'd run everywhere. And hogs are hard to catch as is, not slow-ass walkers. And then we'd just take a fucking helicopter over the top and just drain them fucking down. Like, it would be...
Drain
hellfire.
Have you heard a 50 caliber
hellfire.
Minigun? It'll cut through
it sounds
a tree.
Like, it sounds like a foam vibrating. You don't even hear the
it's
different...
Like 1,000 shells a second or something like that.
Yeah.
You ever seen a 50 caliber when it hits somebody? They explode.
Yeah.
Yeah, them suckers are pretty
quick. Seen those
darn
videos
quick.
From the internet? They're kind of huge. Like, it was a sniper shooting somebody. Might have been Corey showing us. But dude shot somebody with a 50 caliber sniper. Dude exploded.
Yeah.
Like, head was over here, arm over here.
Yeah.
Think about a machine
gun that can do that. Yeah, no, it's fucking nuts. There's no way. It also, like, if you notice, like, in the United States, when the Ebola thing happened, they had, like, the one incident of Ebola. We have, like, what's that company called that just goes around and, like, prevents?
FIFA?
FEMA. FEMA as well, but they're, like...
FIFA.
FEMA is for disasters, like, if shit does break out. But there's a government agency that goes and prevents it from breaking out. And I can't think of...
Squirtaholics.
Squirtaholics. But anyway, if Marshall anything, any kind of Walking Dead situation even started, like,
Marshall
immediately,
Law?
They would go contain it, you know? But I don't want to be, like, the guy that ruins Walking Dead for anybody, but it's just kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Unless everybody drank water and, like, there was no way, like, it was in the water or something.
CDC?
There was, there was a...
air infection or something, but...
No, there was a fucking movie, just like you... There was a movie just like he was talking about where it was the water.
Oh, it was like
what
with
was
Brad
that?
Pitt?
No, I don't know, but
that was a good. Those zombies were scary.
It wasn't really zombies. That's like level 60. It just turned the people fucking nuts. Like they turned crazy, and they like the first guy shows up in the. I'm not for sure. The first guy shows up in the middle of the baseball field with a shotgun, and they're like, "What the fuck?"
Oh shit!
And then like they start realizing the water line between house to house, and like who's turning crazy next, and like you know the next guy gets in the combine.
Cabin fever?
No, it's.
Damn, that sounds really familiar. That sounds really familiar.
I'm gonna think about it when I get inside, but I can't.
It was an outbreak, it'd have to be air, like, something exploding over a mass area, like.
Yeah, or a water line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it would have to be a delayed. Like that's the thing. The drug would have to be a It would have to be an extended release. Because if it was an immediate process, it could be immediately recognized. But if you made the drug delayed to where it could creep in and seep into society for, you know, a couple of days and whatnot before everyone realizes, then you'd have a mass outbreak.
Well, just like I was delivering.
In case anybody's
just trying. The thing is, though, people check water every day. They check to see, like.
What, pH levels?
Well, pH levels.
Well,
they check all that.
pH levels, but.
They check chemical levels. They check it all.
What I'm saying is, though. I delivered some stuff like for my job when I was running in St. Joe to a water plant, right? And there was only one motherfucker there. Now, say that one motherfucker.
Oh, you mean like a terrorist type shit?
Yeah. So what if that one motherfucker's loony? Like he's just like, fuck it.
Here's a billion hits of acid.
Puts his hand on like, what's that shit? Anthrax or something? And just fucking puts it at the top. The water gets, you know,
drop top.
Fuck it.
Why don't we call our terrorist
one
nation?
One guy in there. What'd you say?
Name our shit terrorist nation.
We do talk about like crazy ways for terrorists to kill everybody.
Well, this year we've taught people how to get a gun into a stadium, any sort of live event.
Yeah. That is nuts that Nathan For You exposed that.
Yeah.
Dude, I watched the funniest fucking Nathan For You the other day. Have you been keeping up?
They're amazing.
So this Nathan For You, I made a Snapchat about it, but I think it's just incredible. The layer of comedy he does. But he basically, the idea is that he's going to sell, you know what an asexual is? It's a person that doesn't want to have sex or has no desire to see porn or anything like that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Weirdos.
Right. But, so he brings in these asexuals. They're going to be the first computer repair shop to be asexual repairers, you know. So he's like, well, you know, like the pitch was like, this guy won't creep in on your stuff, like, because they're asexuals.
Yeah, he has no sexual desire. He's not gonna let you look at your pictures or anything.
But you know, Nathan For You takes it to a whole other level.
Right.
He builds this room that separates the owner of the business from being able to be anywhere near the fucking computer. Like, and like he has to like go through an access point and security guards, and like they have to detox the room, bring the computer out, like just for him to talk to his people, and like it ends up just being like he's like, we built this room to protect them from the carnage this man might.
They make him look like the biggest sexual predator, and he's just a norm just because he has sexual desires.
Yeah.
Fucking.
So the whole show ends up just making this guy out to be the fucking worst sexual predator.
You have to understand this comedy, though.
Yeah.
Like, don't go in thinking it's a show about actually helping businesses.
Yeah. It's, yeah. how he gets away with what he does, I have no idea. Because those people must see it. You must make him sign, like.
Well, fucking Joe Daddy Rogan didn't even know about this dude. So how are other people?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
There's a billion shows about helping. Building houses and like,
yeah. And
wow.
Yeah, and the beauty of it is, if he does get super famous like Borat, he won't be able to do it anymore.
Right.
Well, that was a problem. Like Borat could never do a Borat 2.
It'd be good for him if like later on in his life, it blows up, and he makes a bunch of money. But for now,
if he could make one like at the end of his career, make one huge movie like Borat does, and do that shit, it would be so funny. But I think that the style of humor is just, it bores, like.
Most people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That humor is not, I don't know.
Layered jokes.
Yeah, non-slapstick, non-like, easy.
You have to have a brain.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a shit I hate about, like, TV show comedies. like on television, it's like, God, that joke's so easy.
One-liners.
Yeah, so easy to get to. Anybody could write that show.
So I didn't like the new Star Wars. I love the new Star Wars, but...
That is the one problem with the new Star Wars, isn't it?
One-liners.
They're trying to make you laugh in a Star Wars movie.
It's not about laughter.
Yeah, and it was just, I don't know. Like, you could definitely tell Disney got its whole hands on it by, like, introducing...
They shouldn't have gotten a second director. The first guy... There's tiny bits of funny in the first. But that second one, it was just...
Can you imagine if Harry Potter, like, got away from, like, the crazy intense imagery and then, like, just made it all, made it a bunch of comedies and brought, like, weasels in it? Like, the Despicable Me type shit, that, like, where, like, there's, like, little minions. I've never even seen it, but, like, the whole, like, there's always got to be, like, a character with big eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, big eyes and it's cute, but it does, like, dumb shit. Like, that's so played out. Like, the innocent thing.
It would have been
but it
horrible.
Always gets a laugh. Like, people were laughing when I watched it.
I'm that guy.
Laughing their ass off.
I love the Minions.
That's pretty good.
And I've never seen the Minions.
They're all amazing.
But it's the same premise. It's a big eye. It's a big-eyed little cute character.
Scrap for my stage.
Emojis, man.
Yeah.
A victim for him.
But, yeah, I mean,
probably why Asians are changing their eyes.
Oh, yeah, South Koreans. That shit's crazy. Yeah.
Literally cutting their fucking shit to make them have, what's anime eyes?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you've never heard about this? Women are getting these surgeries where they cut their fucking sides of their eyes and tops of their eyes so that they have big eyes. It's really fucking
Holy
weird.
Shit.
Yeah, it's a huge thing going
That's
on in South Korea.
That's so cool.
I don't know. I think it'd be weird looking. You know? I don't know. I
blink. Your eyes must be dry as hell.
Yeah. But also, just, I think fucking Koreans are crim the way they are. But.
Prime time, live action.
But it would be, like, and I'm not trying to be racist here or anything, but we live in the United States where there's so many different cultures breeding together to where you have a lot of different looks on people. But you can't deny that if you go to South Korea and you look at people, like, definitely if it's your sister or someone famous, you're going to be able to recognize them. But you cannot tell me.
That the masses, yeah.
That the masses of people, like, have trouble being themselves, yeah. Or I, you know,
it's the same with other people, white people, like,
yeah,
we all look the same.
Oh, in some ways, yeah, definitely.
That's why some people do those like radical outfits and stuff like that, and you know, you try to individualize
Make
yourself.
Yeah, then it becomes popular, skinny jeans and shit.
Yeah, and see, I don't know. I think Koreans are like Koreans and Chinese and stuff are the worst as far as like not being like black people. There's like a certain DNA makeup that has similarities, but there's so much difference, you know, just like in ear shape, nose size, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, build, weight. There's so many differences in black people.
Just don't notice the difference in Asians because they're not, we don't really see them.
But they all come from the same bloodlines. Do you know what I mean?
Mongolia.
That, partially, but you also have these ancient Chinese, Mongolia, you have these ancient Chinese, you know, bloodlines that have lived on forever, and so the same DNA, you know, over
When's
time.
When's the last war they were in?
China? I mean, that had to be an actual full conflict war? Shit. I don't
Probably
know.
Why there's fucking
I mean,
trillions of them.
Yeah.
We go in war and we lose millions of people.
Well, they fought, pretty sure, in they fought the samurais and stuff. Like they're always fighting between, you know, countries. They're Japan and
That's
China.
That's something we need to, when's the last giant war they were in? Like everyone's scared
Chinese?
Of China, but maybe they suck at war.
Well, they fought in North Korea. They tried, you know, to help the aid not North Korea, North Vietnam. North Korea, sorry. They border North Korea.
Trump, let's get it.
But, yeah, militarily, they're not really on anyone's level. I mean, they're not even on South Korea's level militarily.
Well,
but
they could have BB guns if they shoot 1 billion of them at once.
Yeah.
Shit hurts.
Yeah. Unfortunately for them, the age of ground soldiers is over.
Yeah.
You know. It's kind of pointless to have 1 billion-man army now.
When you have fucking... A stealth robot that can kill 100,000 of them in a second.
Yeah. And they have a billion. I honestly, I think their billion man army is just it's like a government program to keep people employed.
All right.
Like, it's but you know, South Korea has a, like, every man has to do a, like, a certain amount of stint, like a 2-year stint in the military.
I think it's like 5.
I don't think it's that long because the Korean zombie was only out a couple of years.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just like a couple. What's that? The contracts they have to do. What are they called?
Spider-Man. Oh shit, we're
I forgot I did that shit.
Goddamn. Well, we love y'all. We'll be back.
We'll see you next week.
But tonight I am. I've been a liar, been a thief, been a lover, been a cheat. All my sins need holy water, healing, washing over me. Well, little one, I don't want to admit to something. If all it's gonna cause is pain, the truth in my life.
She's not putting cigarettes out of my chest. I don't want any part of it.